This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 376 for Tuesday, May 2nd. I'm Glenn Halleck. ICE Canola futures are higher on Tuesday, benefiting from a lower Canadian dollar and short covering, according to a trader. At the final settlement, the July canola contract advances $4.80 at $709.40 per ton, and new crop November bumps up 80 cents at $683.40 per ton. With sharp losses in global crude oil prices, the Canadian dollar is weaker on Tuesday. The loonie falls to 73.39 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.82. The trader says the bounce in the oilseed market is due to short covering and very likely will not last long. Upticks in Malaysian palm oil and European rapeseed are spilling over into canola. Losses in the Chicago soy complex are putting some pressure on the Canadian oilseed. Good planting progress is expected to be made this week on the Canadian prairies, especially the drier western half. Alberta is scheduled to issue its first crop report on Friday. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report. Soybean planting is 19% complete and corn is 26% finished. Spring wheat planting is 12% done. Meanwhile, the winter wheat nudges up 2 points at 28% good to excellent. Dr. Michael Cordonnier of Soybean and Corn Advisor is projecting U.S. farmers to reap 123.3 million tons of soybeans this year, along with 381.8 million tons of corn. Talks to further extend the Black Sea export deal are to begin on Wednesday. The current agreement is set to expire on May 18th. Over the last several weeks, the Russians continue to demand concessions for them to remain in the agreement. Meanwhile, Ukraine now has arrangements with 5 European Union countries to export part of its grain through their ports. However, Ukraine also expects a steep drop in its grain exports this year. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The July contract gives up 17 cents at $14.11 per bushel. July soy oil is relatively steady at 51.79 U.S. cents per pound. July soy meal loses $5.70 at $478.90 per short ton. Corn is lower, with its July contract dropping 4.5 cents at $5.80 per bushel. Oats are lower as well, with its July contract losing 2 cents at 302.5. The U.S. wheat complex is weaker, as Chicago July is down 9 cents at 609. Kansas City July gives up 17 cents at 740. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July pulls back 17 cents at 774. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, May 2nd. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.